Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
This is the All Local. I'm David Rankin. The latest now on a Fort Worth officer who's in the hospital after a drunk driver hit her. Andrew Greenstein has the latest.
The man is identified as 32-year-old Oscar Barragan, and he's charged with intoxication assault with a motor vehicle causing serious bodily injury. Police say Barragan was drunk as he was driving on the 287 Decatur cutoff near 35W and struck the officer who was picking up flares from a previous accident scene. Officer Betty Calzada says the officer is at JPS Hospital and her injuries are serious.
They are not life-threatening, but we're watching over her and the medical staff is watching over her.
Calzada says Barragan tried running from the scene, but police were able to catch up to him and take him into custody. He had 3 outstanding warrants at the time of his arrest. At Fort Worth Police Headquarters, Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A family's getting ready to sue the city of Dallas after a woman died in police custody. The police released a video of Diamond Ross's arrest. Medical examiner ruled she died from a drug overdose, but her family says her life could have been saved if officers had given her medical attention instead of putting her in a jail cell.
Starting with the police department, TC Broadnecks has great control over what happens there. So either he needs to take a serious look into the department, or we need to figure out if we need a new city manager.
Justin Moore is the family's attorney. He wants an outside agency to investigate. The chief did discipline one officer. Another resigned after the investigation. An appeals court in Dallas rejects claims made by a former Uber driver that driver convicted of assaulting a passenger.
Talal Shamoud is locked up for 25 years for sexually attacking a woman who was one of his Uber passengers. The assault happened in July of 2015 after the victim had been out for a night of drinking and partying. During Shamoud's trial, the victim testified that Shamoud had followed her into her home, hit her on the back of the head, then attacked her.
When you wake up with bruises, bumps, and headaches that you don't know where they came from, you just share what you might think might have happened. I did not say with 100% certainty I was hit on the back of the head. How can one be certain you are hit on the back of the head from behind?
Shamoud claimed the sex was consensual. LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
Dallas's mayor is named an ethics czar to try and stop corruption.
Mayor Eric Johnson says too many city leaders are looking out for their own interests rather than the public's. He says the case of Dwayne Carraway shows how long unethical behavior has been tolerated at Dallas City Hall.
To get all the way to the point of being investigated by the FBI, indicted by the United States Attorney, tried and then convicted of a federal crime is generally the end of a series of ethical failures.
Johnson chose lawyer Tim Powers as his ethics czar. Powers says he'll form a working group to make the ethics code easier to understand. He says he hopes to come up with a plan to prevent corruption before it starts.
We want to look at what some of the other cities around the country have as the best practices.
He'll then present ideas to the Dallas City Council. At Dallas City Hall, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Former security guard murdered a shoplifter 2 years ago is going away for 6 years. Julio Rubicaba could have gotten life for killing Christopher Geddes. Rubicaba had seen Geddes stealing from the CVS store at Lake June in South Buckner 2 years ago. Geddes ran out of the store and drove off. Rubicaba chased him in his car for more than 2 miles before he shot him. Police in Salina reminding parents, check your kids' Halloween candy to make sure it's safe. This after a boy found a needle in a piece of candy this week. The boy is okay. He noticed the needle before eating that Tootsie Roll. Police say it looks like it's a sewing needle, but they're still not sure how it got in the Tootsie Roll. The boy trick-or-treated in the Carter Ranch neighborhood. Temperatures are dropping. Texas Power Grid says it'll have enough electricity to handle the demand this winter.
ERCOT's expecting demand to reach 62,000 megawatts this winter and then 64,000 megawatts in the spring. The Electric Reliability Council of Texas says it's planning for some power plants to be knocked offline at some point. ERCOT says that'll cost the state 7,100 megawatts this winter, but it'll have more than 82,000 megawatts in generation, so it would be able to cover any problems. ERCOT says more than 750 megawatts of new gas and wind generation have come online since last winter, and even more should be available this spring. Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
The world's first Bentley Bentayga Stetson Edition SUV is on display this weekend at the Fort Worth Auto Show. Simon Crossley is with Park Place Dealerships. He says the interior colors are designed to reflect the heritage of the West.
Saddle brown and burnt oak, and then camel, which is a light tan. And they all work beautifully together to provide a fabulous interior using the finest Northern European bullhide.
You might be wondering about the price.
Most often when the price is quoted, they're surprised that it really represents such good value, even though, of course, it's still, you know, a high-end luxury, you know, sports utility vehicle. But the pricing is below $250,000.
The Stetson's on display in Fort Worth. It's one of only three in the world. And more district champs crowned last night in high school football.
Cedar Hill takes the gold football in 7-6A, edging DeSoto 28-27 in the Battle of Beltline. Denton Ryan routed Birdville for their 50th straight regular season win in a district title. Southlake Carroll rolled over Keller Timber Creek, while Arlington Martin took out Arlington Bowie. Duncanville shut out Dallas Molina. Frisco Lone Star dominated Frisco Heritage. And Justin Northwest beat Fort Worth Northside. Red Oak defeated Seagoville 48-13. The Rohawks are outright district champs for the first time since 1982. Chris Summer, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on KRLD.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere for the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080, KRLD.